Yes, world, welcome back to another episode of 513 Heartbeats. Let's talk about webtoons. I am your host, Sugar Renee, and let's dive into episode 9, shall we? Tonight, we will be diving into episodes 30 through 35 of Solo Leveling, following along on Tapas. So if you're just wanting to read along with me, that's great. But if you're just wanting to listen to a great review of a story with some spoilers, if you do plan on reading later on, that's fine too. So I'll also be reviewing 3 webcomics from the Tapas app. And so if you are looking for something delicious to read, stay tuned because I have something great for you. Also, if you are willing to stay a little later after the Solo Leveling story chapters, I have a positive word and a funky beat for you to vibe into the rest of the night with. Alrighty, lovely people, let's get into some fun. So I just noticed that a lot of people have been telling me they cannot find episode 8 of Let's Talk About Webtoons. That is because Spotify chose to only allow it to be played there because I've added some music. And that's from one of the artists that is featured or their music is displayed on Spotify. So you can only find my episode on Spotify. So if you have an account, even if you don't have an account, you can still listen to my podcast on Spotify. And it is 513 Heartbeat. So tune in, jam out, vibe out, because that's one of the better episodes that I've recorded. And I really enjoyed myself in recording that one as well. So if you have the time to find episode 8 of Let's Talk About Webtoons, so you can know what happened prior to today. Because as you can see, we are up to episode 30 through 35, baby. And we are keeping it rolling. So if you have a chance, go on to Spotify and listen to episodes 25 through 30. So you know exactly where I am coming from, where we left off, and what actually happened to Mr. Sungjin Woo and why he's in the predicament that he's in today. All right, so I know that we have been on this journey together, and I love, love, love y'all. I love me some Sungjin Woo, but I'm only going to give y'all up to, episode 40, because I feel like it's only right. I want y'all to stay interested. I want y'all to stay intrigued in Solo Leveling. I feel like if I give y'all, every single episode and every single chapter, then y'all will never, want to go and actually read this webtoon yourselves. Because if I keep reading it to y'all gonna be like so used to my voice, so used to me telling you the story, that you'll be like, what do I need to read it for? Like, I got sugar, won't you continue to read me this story, please? But I want y'all to be interested. I want y'all to actually read this story. And, get the imagery, get the visual. Like, because, I could tell y'all something, but, how y'all know if I'm giving you the whole story? Which I'm not. Like, I'm giving y'all the rough rundown of it. Like, and, if you actually read it, you'll be way more intrigued and you'll be happier for it. Now let's dive in to episode 30 through 35. Now, if you've been reading along with me or have been tuning in and listening in, you will know that this episode, if you've already gotten past it, is really is delicious. It's deliciously graphic. So if you don't have the palate for this type of violence, then I would say just skip Solo Leveling altogether because it goes there. So when we left off, the crazy assassin hunter from the Hunters Association, who had pretty much set up this whole assassination of these fellas who had raped this young girl, like, her dad begged him to take these guys out. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's taking these guys out. And the thing is that he doesn't want any witnesses. So when we left off, he's like, these cuties are begging me to hurry up and kill you. And he's holding this guy up by his neck. The guy's like, spare me. And while that's going on down there, the two hunters who were coming around the bend, they're like completely oblivious to it. They didn't know what they were about to walk into. They were just searching for the path that leads them to the boss of the dungeon. And they're like, people who went down the other paths probably haven't reached the end yet, right? And as soon as they come around the bend, they're like, huh? What the heck is going on here? And the scene that's in front of them is of blood everywhere, all over the ground. And there's two dead bodies laying in a pool of their own blood. And they're the inmates that were brought with them on this dungeon raid. And the Hunter Association assassin, he's holding up one of the inmates by the neck, looking up at him. He's like, what the heck? Where did you guys come from? I see. So the paths are connected, and he starts pulling out a blade from his back, and then he just slices off the inmate's face. He just slices his whole face off with his blade, killing him instantly, and there's blood flying around like confetti in the air. He said, then that means the boss's lair is down the path on the left. Thanks to you guys, looks like I won't get lost. Though there has been a change of plans. And then Song Jinwoo hears a blood-curdling scream coming from behind him. And he's like, Mr. Song, we need to head back. And Mr. Song is like, right, let's go. So they go running, like him, Mr. Song Jinwoo, his previous friend, or his friend from the very first encounter in the double dungeon, Mr. Song, who is only missing one arm, is running behind him. And then you've got the healer, who was also with them in the first double dungeon. And they're running, and as soon as they reach the end of the tunnel, Sung Jinwoo grabs the Hunter Association assassin by his hand while he's heading towards the healer with his blade. And the blade stops right before it reaches her eye. And the assassin is like, oh, you're fast. Sung Jinwoo's like, what is your deal? And he's like thinking, he blocked my attack. Jumping backwards out of Sung Jinwoo's hand, thinking that he's strong. He's extremely strong. He said, I see you managed to block my attack. You have good instincts. To avoid any setbacks, I wanted to get rid of her first. Because even though she's a non-combatant class, she's still a B-rank healer. I might need to rewrite my story if things don't go as planned. And she's like, what? death is so sudden. Although I'll be killing all of you. So the assassin, the Hunter Association assassin, is just like really setting the tone now. Letting them know exactly what it is and what's going to happen to them. And behind him, his shadow was cast over the dead bodies that are in the back. So he killed Mr. Kim and the other fellow who had also escaped the double dungeon. And he killed the three fellas who had come down there with him in the orange jumpsuits. I don't know why I can't remember what the heck their name is. So Mrs. Sung is like, wait, you're part of the association. Why are you doing this? And he's starting to think, like, Sung Jin-woo is just thinking, like, what the heck is going on? He's looking back. And then it goes into reading this little stories. Like, conversations, bubbles are popping up. Honey, can't you quit being a hunter? This again? It's just so dangerous. The economy's in recession. No other job will put food on the table. Have you ever considered what it's like to wait for you to come home? I'm scared. They'll bring me back your dead body one of these days. Come on. It's better than working at home at some construction site for a meager pay. Besides, the association doesn't ask low-ranking hunters like me to go on dangerous raids. All right. It's just that our oldest child is starting middle school next year, and our second will be doing kindergarten soon. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything. Don't worry. I know where you're coming from. Stay strong, honey. Okay. I love you. Daddy? Why are you a hunter? You're asking me all kinds of questions now. I told my friends you're a hunter and they were all like, whoa! Daddy, does that mean you're stronger than other dads? Of course. I can even beat monstrous beasts. I knew it! You're strong! That's right. Daddy's strong. Only 1 in 1,000 are awakened. And out of them, only 1 out of 5,000 are D rank or higher. Many lives rest on the shoulders of a single hunter. 1 out of 5,000. Although I'm a hunter, I know that to my family, I'm a husband and a father. So I can't die today or tomorrow. I can't die. I can't die. Now, this is a recollection of Mr. Kim's thoughts. And Sung Jin-woo is seeing Mr. Kim. He's like, Mr. Kim? Joo-hee, heal him really quick! And so she's like instantly running over and starts healing him. You've got to live, Mr. Kim. Now, if I was Sung Jin-woo, I'd have been crying, seeing as how the state of Mr. Kim is, leaning up against the wall, blood draining from his body, with the healer sitting next to him, but she cannot heal him. The assassin has done a number on Mr. Kim, along with, you know, the rest of the party that had come down there. And his backstory, the journey that it takes for him to get there, like, was just so sad. Like, him passing away like this, like, coughing and spewing up blood. And there's nothing that they could do about it. Nothing at all. He's telling him to think of his family. Tell him that, you know, you gotta stay alive for them no matter what. You must stay alive so that I can hate you. He says, sorry, I'm sorry. I never meant to apologize like this. I wanted to bow my head and apologize, but if I bow right now, I'd probably die. And then he starts coughing and wheezing and breathing heavily. And he tells him, Song, I'm sorry. I truly am. And then he drops his head and passes away right there. I would have been screaming, wheezing, crying. Like just screaming no. Like, no, Mr. Kim, no! But of course, Sung Jin-woo was like, why did you do this to Mr. Kim? And then there's this aura that's starting to cultivate around Sung Jin-woo. And the assassin's like, well, I guess you'd say it's similar to the nature of magic beasts. One day a gate opens and the magic beasts overrun the humans. It's like a natural disaster. I just thought of a good idea for a story. I was originally going to say that the goblins wiped everyone out, but I think it'd be best to change the direction of that story a bit. The prisoners all plotted together and tried to escape. They killed you guys first, and then went for the boss. I let my guard down and they tried to ambush me from behind as well, but since I'm a B-rank hunter, they were no match for me. And that's how I was the only one able to make it out of this dungeon alive. How does that sound? The public would probably fall for it, right? Piece of crap. He gets grabbed by Mr. Song. Whoa there, you can't win against him. Leave it to me. My opponent is a B rank. I won't be able to get him with my C rank skills. On top of that, he's an assassin type. I won't be able to match his speed. Kim, I'm going to borrow this. He grabs his sword and heads over to meet his match. Mr. Song is ready to fight, one arm and all. He's like, it's been a while since I've wielded a sword against someone. Joon-hee is here too, so they gotta protect her. And he's saying, Joon-hee, can you cast a power buff on me? And then she's like, huh, okay. Mr. Song is wielding a sword? Like, cause he's a mage. He's a fire mage, but he's, you know, before becoming awakened, he trained in the sword. He trained in the art of the sword. So while Joon-hee is putting this power buff on him, the assassin is like a mage pretending he's a swordman. He says, strength buff for a mage is a useless skill, since it only drains their energy, but right now, let's do this. Whoosh. All the powers is building around him. He said, I am a swordsman. And that is the end of episode 30. What are y'all thinking so far? Y'all thinking that it's good? Y'all wanting to continue on? I know you are, because I am. I want to see Mr. Song kick the assassin's tail. Like, cause how dare you do that to Mr. Kim? How dare you take him out of commission like that without even a warning? So Mr. Song is thinking, because I'm a mage, I have a lower strength, health, and agility stats than this guy. I have to be aware of my disadvantages before attacking. Even if Joon-hee gives me protection, it'll be like pedaling away on a bike that was given a car engine down a steep road. I won't be able to control my speed, and if I turn a sharp curve, I'll probably die. So while he's sitting there thinking, the assassin's like, I've had enough of you just standing there staring at me. Mage hunters are a disadvantage against assassin hunters. Opting for a sword was probably a good choice, though. But in the end, you're still just a mage. Your physical abilities are barely even D rank. So how would wielding a sword make any difference? And of course, Mr. Song shows him just how much of a difference it will make by slicing his after image in half. The hunter assassin is, you know, a little surprised. He's like, you're pretty fast. You've been buffed, but seems like you are already skilled. So they're talking crap to each other, and he is pretty much had enough. If he could just gain a bit more speed, and they're just slashing and dashing at one another, getting ready to take each other out. But of course, the assassin is just a bit more faster, a bit more powerful. He said, I think that's your limit, and slices him in his shoulder. Just think about it. There's a reason why mage swordsmen don't exist. And even though he's injured, Junhee heals him. And he's like, thinking that healer is getting on my nerve. I can't let this become a fight of endurance. I'll get rid of you first. And then he starts sprinting toward Junhee. And when he does that, then the swordsman jumps right in front of his face, Mr. Song, and he slices at his back. He's saying, you underestimate me. And they clang swords. Sword against dagger. He said, you're definitely not an ordinary old man, that's for sure. He said, I may not look it, but I train an S-rank hunter. My body may not be able to keep up, but I won't let you beat me when it comes to technique. And he slashes as hard as he can, crushing the earth below him. He said, unfortunately, there's a limit to your strength. He said, you really think it's possible for a lowly mage to keep up with the speed of an assassin? Don't be silly now. And he just starts moving as fast as he possibly can, slicing every inch of Mrs. Song from his head to his toes. He said, someone a bit stronger might have stood a bit more of a chance, but I'm much higher in rank than you. Mage hunters like you can't even keep track of my movements. And Junhee is screaming, Mr. Song, even though he's reaching his hand up, telling her to stay back. He said, ha ha ha, good. Very smart of you. Seems you've realized that it's not any use trying to fight me. So he wields his dagger up, ready to hit the death strike. And that is when Mr. Song shows him, like, yeah, like, I am a mage, the heck? And tries to catch him on fire. It would have been good, too. It would have been a good strike had he been a lower opponent. He said, a mage pretending to be a swordsman in order to distract me from his magic abilities. You waited for me to attack so that you could unleash your magic on me at the perfect moment. Not a bad plan, you sly old snake. Ooh. And then he just, you know, tries to go in for the kill. And that is when Song Jinwoo jumps in and protects Mr. Song with his blade. He's like, I'm Song Jinwoo, an E-rank. And I am your new opponent. But he's like laughing. He's like, are you serious? Yeah, right. An E rank, you say. He says, Song, how did you do that? Like, so they're all like in shock, because how was he able to bat his sword or his dagger away from him in the moment of attack? He said, you've been hiding your true skills. Dun dun. So he's ready to go at it. He thinking that he's a false ranker. He said, "Are you a false ranker? No, you seem to have been on close terms with your fellow hunters for quite some time now. So that can't be. A false ranker would never spare the life of someone who's witnessed their true powers. That would be just stupid." Which means there's only one answer. You've reawakened. So they're all shocked. What? Some reawakened? And then he's looking all sinister and laughing. He said, "In that case, as your superior, let me teach you a lesson or two." And then he starts coming for him. So this episode was really short, but it was really action packed. Like it was a lot of action, a lot of things going on. Song Joon-woo was finally getting to the thick of the action, not letting anybody else fight for him, knowing that they're weaker than him. Like, Song Joon-woo, you've been training this whole time, so you better jump into something. So episode 32 begins with the Assassin Hunter Association employee or agent coming to Song Joon-woo, ready to, you know, teach him a little something. He said, "Why did you do this?" Song Joon-woo was still trying to figure out what's going on. And the Hunter Association assassin is like, "This? Are you talking about how I killed those prisoners?" He said, "I'm talking about everything." And he's like, "Oh, your glare is giving me chills." And he's this grin. It makes you think of the Grinch, but without any hair, like without any hair on his face. Like, just imagine the Grinch without any hair on his face, staring and smiling. He said, "Lighten up a bit, man. I have my reasons. I heard that people don't ever find out what happens in the dungeons." And then, it's a flashback with the assassin getting paid 2 billion won for his... you know, for him to kill the people who raped his daughter, because she ended up inevitably killing herself. Okay, so he's counting all the money, and the one guy said that the guy who hired him said, "One of the prisoners you're in charge of raped my daughter. Because of that, my daughter hung herself. And my wife is still bedridden in the hospital from shock. I get so angry when I think about it. The fact that he'll be back on the streets in a few years as if nothing ever happened. I won't be able to sleep at night unless I do something about this." And he's like, "I understand. I'll provide you with my service for 3 billion won. So don't worry." So he's getting ready to pretty much take on these fellas. Like, that's the reason why. There's no way, he's saying, "There's no way I could refuse a request of a father whose daughter was raped by one of those criminals. I tried to turn him down by raising the price, but he was quick to accept the offer. Although things have taken a turn, I don't want to hurt you guys. If you promise to pretend like nothing ever happened here today, I won't bother you guys anymore." And then Song Joon-woo was like, "Well, you say that, but it looks like you're dying to teach me a lesson." Right, because his face is twitching. His eyes are, you know, just focused on bloodlust. He just has this energy of bloodlust around him. And Song Joon-woo was like, "I never had any intention of trusting you." Ooh, I know that's right, Song Joon-woo. Don't trust that man. He got evil intentions. And then he blinks out and then comes in front of Song Joon-woo, who catches his blade on his. He said, "Doesn't matter whether you trust me or not. I just feel sorry for the people that had to die because I was extremely in exterminating an insect. Then I feel sorry for you too," says Song Joon-woo. He's like, "What? Since you'll be dead soon." And that freaks him out. And he just starts going even harder. He said, "I don't know how many levels you've climbed, but you're just an E-rep. I won't be an easy opponent." He just starts going in. But Sungjin Woo, he's keeping up with him. And just when he thinks he's gotten him, they just start going even harder. He's blocking everything that this Hunter Association assassin is throwing at him. He's like, "He's no longer the Song I used to know." That's what the Song is saying. And he said, the Hunter Association assassin is saying, "Looks like 3 billion won won't be enough for this job. I didn't think I'd meet a hunter like you in a D-rank dungeon." And they're thinking, "We move at the same speed. Is this as fast as you can go? Your eyes may be able to keep up with my movements, but it won't mean a thing if your body can't." And just then, Joon-hee gave Sungjin-woo a power buff. And she's saying, "You can do this!" A haste and a burn boost. No more playing around. And then he starts going even faster. And their speed is just getting faster and faster as they're moving around the room, fighting each other. And the Hunter Assassin is thinking, "We may have a similar specs and skills, but he doesn't have experience fighting in high-ranked battles. That difference will be your downfall. If you're going to protect your healer, at least do it properly." And then he throws his blade over at him, which, of course, he forgot who else was in the room. Mrs. Song blocks the blade, which was a distraction tactic. And as soon as he does that, he starts slicing and dicing Sungjin-woo, who's looking back to make sure that Joon-hee is okay. He slices and dices him. He said, "Oh, you've got grit, huh?" And you can see the mana pooling off of Sungjin-woo. It's just rising up into the air. He says, "Sorry, but tone it down a notch, will you?" And just then, an urgent request notification popped up for Sungjin-woo. Quest info, urgent request, defeat the enemies. There are enemies nearby that intend to kill the player. Destroy all the foes and ensure your safety. If you fail to follow these orders, your heart will stop beating. Number of foes to defeat is 1. Number of foes defeated, 0. And that's when Sungjin-woo gets serious. "Here I go." "Ooh, the circumstances should be in my favor. What's this guy's deal?" That's what the Hunter Association assassin is thinking just before the chapter ends. Episode 33 is now to begin. Ooh, y'all, we're getting into the thick of this story. Now, if you've been reading along or if you've been listening to my podcast along, you know that Sungjin-woo was known as the weakest hunter of all mankind. He went through an ordeal in the beginning of the story where he went into a double dungeon and came out as the player of the new world. Okay, and he had to go through all these different training exercises to make himself stronger. All right, so this chapter 30, episode 33 starts off as, "For once, I'm actually thankful for the system because it's given me another reason to kill you." And they strike off, moving as fast as the speed of sound, speed of light. They moving fast. It's like clanging and glanging, going against one another. He said, "We're both in a class that's used rapid movements and a dagger as a weapon. And we're both close range damage dealers, specializing in assassination. Don't you think I'm the best candidate to teach you a thing or two?" And Sungjin-woo was like, "You're right. I'm learning a lot from you. I'm learning that an opponent who talks too much looks pathetic." Ooh. And then he activates his skill Speed. and starts moving way faster, and it's showing him just how strong he is. Hitting away his knives, his daggers, and everything. He's like, is this guy using a skill as well? And he cuts him with his dagger, which paralyzes him because his Song Jin Woo's daggers have a poison skill. He said, I see. This is because of that dagger of yours. Seems like it's a special ability, has special abilities. And then the opponent's resistance was too high. The effect was canceled. So he canceled out the effect that Song Jin Woo's daggers had on. And he said, what? The effects don't last long because my opponent is strong. He said, you're not half bad. Ooh. And then he starts to disappear. So he's like, what the heck? What's going on? I can't sense his presence anymore. But he's blocking his attacks, which is a good thing, because Song Jin Woo could get took out. The skill that the Hunter Association assassin is using is called camouflage, where he can vanish in the blink of an eye in front of somebody like he's never there and is still able to attack. But the only thing about that is that as soon as he attacks, then that person can sense his energy, sense his presence. He cut Song Jin Woo on his leg. It's a pretty deep cut because he's bleeding profusely. So you can hear the people in the background, Mr. Song and the healer, screaming his name, Jin Woo! He's like, don't try anything stupid. Stay where you are. And then he comes into vision, comes back into vision, and then starts to dissipate again. And then he talks to the healer. He says, you're next. And they're thinking that at this rate, Song will run out of energy first. He said his skills aren't strong enough to help Song, but he can at least buy enough time for him to get healed. He said, you think you can withstand my attacks in your current state? That speed skill of yours will be of no use. How many minutes will it take for you to heal? Your leg, that is. He's like, hey man, you talk too much. Recover stats defects. Ooh. And it instantly heals itself. That, and then the hunter is looking like, what? He recovered instantly? Is he not an assassin type hunter like me? Combat type hunters with healing abilities actually exist? I can only rely on this method for so long. I'd better think of other ways. A trick? Or is he bluffing? How many more times can he use that ability? I can't tell. This guy is dangerous. Another one of my emotions has died. Oh. It's not worth getting mad at someone about. And then as soon as he comes flying in, Song Jin-woo is swiping at him. And he's thinking like, how in the heck can he see through my camouflage? He said, I see you're going straight for my neck. Oh, is that it? I finally understand what sets you apart from the others. He starts laughing. He's like, you've tasted blood before. And he's like, what the heck? So you're the same as me? And then he's thinking like, I see. Mr. Song is thinking, hunters are faced with an infinite number of life or death situations. In order to survive, Song chose to risk his own life and end the lives of other humans. He's been forced to make overwhelmingly difficult decisions in a short period of time. I guess his appearance isn't the only thing that has changed. Awakenings. Brought about by an unexpected force which altered the rules of society. New rules were made exclusively for hunters. Laws or ethics don't apply to us. He who is strong is the only law. which is why I'm going to unleash my true powers. And he says that and then just instantly flies towards Song Jin-woo and starts striking at him. And Song Jin-woo is keeping up his attacks. Like, he's keeping up with his attacks, blocking everything that he's sending at him. And it's making him extremely frustrated. Like, what in the heck? Why can't I hit him? How is he able to protect me? And he's like, whatever. And then his skill, Bloodlust, has been activated, which terrifies him into stopping. It's like he's in liquid cement. And Song Jin-woo is a giant whose eyes are locked onto his target. He's like, what the heck? Whose shadow is this? Could this be his shadow? And that's when he gets stabbed to death. He said, who are you? And Song Jin-woo was just like a floating body looking down on him. Oh, this story is so good, y'all. It's too good. And episode 33 ends just like that. Like, with a whole bunch of fighting and a whole lot of blood. Whoever fights monsters is how episode 34 begins, should see to it that in the process, he does not become a monster. If you gaze long enough into an abyss, the abyss will gaze back at you. Ooh. Now, this is a quote that was written into it by Mr. Frederick Nitzik. Okay, and so they're thinking, like, you know, hunters have witnessed countless deaths and have taken many lives because we straddle the line between life and death. We not only fight against magic beasts, but other humans as well. We have become extraordinary killing machines. You're no different. We face death on a daily. So don't tell me you're lumping us hunters together with ordinary humans. Anyway, I've lost, so I'll die. It's the natural order of things. Let me just ask you just one last thing. What's your deal? An assassin class hunter with healing abilities? And to top it off, you have the ability to debuff your opponents. I've never heard of such a thing. And Song Jin-woo is like, well, I'd like to know that answer too. A guy like me, who talks too much, may seem pathetic to you, but someone with too many secrets isn't all that great either. And then the Hunter Association starts coughing and wheezing. And all this, the skills have been activating the one on the sword that has pierced his heart. Paralyze has been activated. Bleed has been activated. He's like, how? Now that you've killed me, you won't be able to hide your true rank. Song Jin-woo was just staring at him. He said, let's say I'm a hunter that improves with every battle. How much stronger do you think I'll get? And then the assassin laughs. He says, your shadow has become one with darkness, as deep as darkness. And his head starts to drop. That's how strong you'll become. And that's when he gets a notification saying that the quest has been completed. Select your reward. Choose a reward from the list below. Reward 1. Ability points plus 5. Accept your reward or decline it. And then Song Jin-woo lifts his hood up and puts it over his head from his hoodie, thinking, without a doubt, I've become much more powerful than before. But for some reason, I feel like something is destroyed inside of me every time I get stronger. And they're like, Juhi is saying, Jin-woo, thank you. And Mr. Song is like, if it weren't for you, we'd both be dead now. Now what should we do about this mess? Wouldn't it be best to leave this dungeon and report everything to the association? We need to close the dungeon first, is what Song Jinwoo said. And Mr. Song is like, Song, are you planning on fighting the boss on your own? And then Mr. Song's head drops. He's like, well, now that I've seen your skills, I won't stop you. I do wish we could give all these guys a proper burial. How unfortunate. And that's when he sees it, when he takes out his sword. You've attained the Runestone Camouflage, which is something that the assassin was carrying. Now, this rune allows him to camouflage his presence, allows him to pretty much be hidden in a room full of people. He said, I can attain the skill that that guy was using. Song Joon-hee and I will head out first and contact the association. We'll be waiting for you outside. Please be quick. He said, I won't take long. And then he stalks off into the back and says, I know you're still alive. Get up. Why did you pretend to be dead? Were you trying to secretly escape? Oh, so one of the fellas who the assassin had thought he killed was just pretending to be dead. Though his throat was cut, it's not that deep. He said, are you not able to talk? Man, that was brutal of Kang Tashik. He was shrewd enough to cut your vocal cords. After making you unable to scream, he probably wanted to kill you in the most painful way possible. At this rate, you'll die of blood loss. You could survive if I get Joon-hee to heal you. He said, I'm being spared. That's what he's thinking. He said, wait, this way is... And then Song Jinwoo was like, stay still. He's telling him to stay still as he's dragging him off to the dungeon's lair, or to the boss's lair, where all the goblins are. It's a goblin lair. And he puts him in front of them. He said, do you remember the faces of the victims you've raped? You're even more of a scumbag than Kang Tashik. There's no way I would let you leave this dungeon. So the guy is trembling and he turns around and instantly gets devoured and pulled and ripped apart by the goblins. And you see this guy's fingers getting bit off. Dang, with jagged teeth and red eyes coming at him. Stab, stabity, stab, stab is all you see. Blood flying around like confetti. A silent scream echoed throughout the dungeon. Now, after the guy gets killed, then Song Jinwoo defeats the boss, the Hobgoblin. And then you see Mr. Song and Joo-hee outside telling the other Hunter Association agent what happened inside. And they're thinking, how long has it been since the dungeon was cleared? That's when someone else shows up who's in the higher rank and is like asking all the, you know, the important questions. And the little young lady is saying that it's been closed about 40 minutes. And he says, that means there's only 20 minutes left. Seems we got here too late. We'll attempt to retrieve the bodies within 8 minutes. But if we fail, we'll have to give up and leave the dungeon. Did the survivors clear the dungeon? Yes. So that bastard Kang Tashik was contracted to kill all the other hunters. So that's the name of the Hunter Association assassin. His name is Kang Tashik. If what we've been told is true, then the hunters would have tried to leave behind the dead bodies. But instead, they purposely sealed off the dungeon. That means they had something to hide. So he's instantly staring at Song. And then he starts looking at Hunter, Song Jin-woo. Is he the same person I met before? He's changed so much. And he's like, Song, Mrs. Song, we meet again. And then Song Jin-woo was like, ah, you're the surveillance agent. So they're bantering. And he's trying to assess exactly how strong this agent is, the surveillance agent. He said, this guy is strong because he can see his abilities. His aura is a bright yellow and it's wafting off of him. And the agent is talking to him, saying that as a surveillance agent, I came down here to ask you all a few questions about what happened. Song Jin-woo is thinking that he's in a league of his own. This guy is an A rank. He said, at my current level, I wouldn't stand a chance against him. Would that be okay with you? Your cooperation would be greatly appreciated so we can get to the bottom of this matter quickly. And he's like, yeah, we'll cooperate. Then let me be straightforward. Who killed the B rank hunter Kang Tashik? And then he's thinking, like, I can't hide the fact that I've reawakened any longer. It's a shame, but looks like I'll have to forget about the deal I made with Jin-woo. Since he wants a skilled hunter with a low rank. And that's when Mr. Song steps forward and he's like, it was me. I'm the one who killed Kang Tashik. And then he's like, what? Pardon me for asking, but what is your rank, sir? He said, I'm a C rank. And how did a C rank hunter like you defeat a B rank hunter? He said, can't you see who's standing behind me? It's like, I suppose you could have beaten a B rank hunter if you had support. However, Kang Tashik was an enigma to all of us on the surveillance team as well. Compared to other B rank hunters, his skills were exceptional. Is a C rank hunter with a missing arm really capable of beating a guy like that? And he's like, anyway, please come with us. You'll be helping us write up a report on this case. He's like, Mr. Song, why did you lie? And then he responds to Song Jin-woo, I trust that you have a reason for hiding your true strength. Should I not have lied? Either way, the investigation can't be avoided. This probably isn't enough to repay you for saving my life, but it's the least I can do. And that's when the surveillance agent turns around. Mr. Song Jin-woo, I highly doubt an E-rank hunter like you was able to defeat a B-rank hunter like Kang Tashik, because I don't think it's helpful to suspect you again of a reawakening. However, I'm just letting you know, since you won't last long if you're not careful. What do you mean by that? The incident where Hong Dong-suk's squad was wiped out. The only survivors of that dungeon were you and a D-rank hunter. But the problem is, Hong Dong-suk's brother is the hunter Hong Dong-so. Chances are, you two now have a target on your backs. So Jin-woo's like, what? His brother was Hong Dong-so. An S-rank hunter? And then he's like, yes. I have no interest in what actually happened. What's important is that you, Mr. Song, were able to make it out of there alive. We cannot enforce the law on S-rank hunters. They are both miraculous and catastrophic beings. I suggest you lay low, because a monster feared by other monsters might be on the hunt for you. If possible, it might even be a good idea to leave this country along with your loved ones. So Song Jin-woo is thinking, and he's pondering over his abilities and what he's gained and how strong he's gotten since that situation has occurred. And 3 hours later, during the investigation into Kang's Tang Suk's murder for hire case, the CEO of Gom Gong Industries turned himself in, and our actions were deemed as self-defense. So, Jin-woo, do you remember this? That's what Jun-hee is asking him, holding up one of the crystals that he had given to her on the first encounter in the solo dungeon, or the double dungeon. And that is the end of episode 34, going into episode 35. Now, here is where we will stop, because I could keep going, y'all. I could keep reading. But I want to stop here because I want to allow for the information that you've all received to just state, and for, you know, you to really, you know, think about if you want to continue to read this, if you want to go ahead and read it yourselves, because this story is so good and the visuals, the action is so delicious. Alrighty, beautiful people. Again, I am your host, Sugar Renee of 513 Heartbeat. I'm your host for the night, and I want to thank you for sticking with me through Solo Leveling. I hope you're ready for some great recommendations and reviews. And now you can find the comics review tonight on the Tapas app, or if you want to read online through a website, you know, by your computer, it's tapas.io. is the site. Now, tonight is all about that action. Now, these web comics definitely had me wanting more. So if you're like me and you love to read action-packed comics, then the ones that I'm going to give to you, I'm just going to give you three. And they are so delicious. I think that's the word of the night, is delicious. Like, everything's just been so delicious. I had delicious food today. Like, seen some delicious sights. Had a delicious night prior. And, you know, I just want to keep the deliciousness rolling in, all right? Just keep that delicious flowing. All right, so the first webtoon, webcomic on Tapas that I am going to let you guys know about is called Second Life Ranker by Nong Nong Saroyon. And this webtoon updates every Saturday. And if you want to read ahead, it has up to, like, I think 8 that's made available to you for free at first, but it has about 106 episodes for you to read. Now, you can read just one. You can unlock one and read it for about, because they go by an ink point system, and it's like 300 ink, which is like 50 or a dollar or whatever. And it allows you to read a nice amount of stories for just 300 ink. And this little story, I came across it, and that's when I came across this story when I had first started with Tapas. Just like with Solo Leveling, like, this story is extremely, extremely vivid. Like, it's gory. It's all that good, good stuff, y'all. If you are looking for something that's extremely attractive or extremely, you know, artistic, like the art is coinciding with what the story is doing, then this story right here is something that you're going to want to get into. Second Life Ranker by Nong Nong and Sadayon updates every Saturday, like I said before. You can read it ahead with just 300 ink, and it has 106 episodes available to you. And it goes, you know, that Yeonwoo's brother disappeared years ago, and he's devastated to learn of his death. And as he copes with his loss, he's given a pocket watch and learns there's more to his brother's death. So he was betrayed while competing in the Tower of the Sun God. Now is Yeonwoo's turn to use the knowledge that his brother left behind. Can Yeonwoo, called Kane, navigate that world and gain enough power and experience to reach the top of the tower, defeating his brother's enemies and all those who stood in his way? Now, this series has about 2 million views and reads and 170,000 likes. And it's well deserved because of how good it is and how attractive the story is. Like, it's so very, very vivid, and it gives you a backstory that you can, you know, pretty much comprehend. Like, this is something that could possibly actually happen. All right, and the next story that I'm going to tell you all about is called Overgeared. Now, I read this series and was so tickled by it because of not only, you know, the story, but it's funny. It's an action story, but it's funny. I mean, most stories are, but the Second Life Ranker isn't funny. There isn't any humor so far that I've read. There isn't any humor in it. But in Solo Leveling, there's humor. There's humorous moments. But this story right here, Overgeared, this story is hilarious. And it's hilarious in all the right places. And it's got action in all the right places too. So this story was written by Sanol, Mono Humbug of Redice Studios, and Team Argo. Now, this story updates every Saturday as well. And like before, the price to read ahead is 300 ink, and it has about 47 episodes that are uploaded for you to be able to read. Now, this story is about Shin Young Woo. I know, right? All the woos. Woo, woo, woo. Woo, woo, woo. AKA Grid is an unlucky man in life and a low-level player in the popular VR game Satisfy. He finds a powerful item that earns him a rare legendary class title, Pagma's Successor. He's now a skilled blacksmith who can forge unique weapons and equip the game's most powerful gear. Grid resolves to use his new abilities to achieve fame and fortune. But as his very existence begins to stir up trouble and Satisfy, he realizes that life as a legend may be more than he bargained for. Y'all, the first episode start off with him pretty much going through all different types of changes. Him losing his job, him arguing with his parents and everything, and just all this stuff happening with him. And then he comes upon this dungeon. You know, he's in this dungeon where, you know, everyone attacks him. Like, he thinking that he done made it out, that he done completed it. And then all of a sudden, he just getting attacked by the NPCs. And ends up having to change his gamer title, his job in the game. And when he does this, he ends up going into this church dungeon, which is way above his grade. And he keeps getting all these penalties, and his abilities end up being in the negative because of all the penalties that he's having from wearing these high abilities, armor and stuff like that. He just keeps getting dinged no matter what he does. And it's funny to watch. It's funny to read. And the story is so tasteful. It is well worth the 1.1 million views that it receives. And it has about 80,000 likes. And it is so funny to read. And I read every time it's updated, I read it. Every time. And it's only 47 in. So y'all, if y'all have the opportunity to read or check out this story, do it. Because it's good. It's good and it's funny and it's tasteful. So if you're looking for something funny but action-packed, this is definitely a go-to. And out of the three, I would say this is my number one on the list. All right, so the last, but never the least, is called Tomb Raider King. Now, this was requested for me to review by one of my Facebook friends on in this anime group that I am in, and they posted a whole list of them, and I was tagged in it, and I was like, oh, okay, like, well, I'm gonna check out some of these. I want to find something that I had never read before. I've read a lot of these on this list too. If you go on to my 513 Heartbeat Facebook page, you'll see the list posted. And you'll be able to go straight to the stories from the links that are posted below the pictures. Okay, and it's called The Tomb Raider King. And it's by San G Youngs and 3B2S. I don't know what that means yet, but I'm going to find out. I'm definitely going to find out. All right, so let's see, y'all. Let's see. Because it updates every Thursday. And it has about 152 episodes to read. And like the stories before, you can pay to read ahead with 300 ink points. Okay, so the story is looking pretty good. It's looking pretty interesting. So the description reads, mysterious tombs appeared all over the world one day, each containing a relic which grants its owner supernatural abilities. Jun Hyun Soo is a tomb explorer, excavator, and raider. Betrayed by his employer, he's about to die at the hands of a powerful new relic when he suddenly finds himself 15 years in the past, before any relics or tombs made their debut. Driven by feelings of revenge, how will Jun Hyun use his knowledge of the future to become the Tomb Raider King? Okay, so my interest is piqued. My interest is piqued because he gets thrust 15 years in the past before everything even starts to happen. So that means that he is leagues ahead of everyone. He already has a vendetta against his employer because he tried to have him killed. And it sounds like this story is about to be really good. Now, most stories that I read that are like this, where someone going to the past, they're usually about women and it's usually romantic. So being that this is an action comic, I'm even more intrigued, especially seeing that it has 2.3 million views/reads, as well as 204,000 likes. So this might be a really good read. I'm going to get into it, and I'll tell y'all about how I feel about it next week, next Saturday. So if you are creating an account for the first time with Tapas, use my code LIKU870A to get started with a healthy amount of ink. I think it's like 300. It starts you off with like 300, but you get more than that though. You get a whole lot more than that because they give you a whole bunch of free episodes to be able to read, and they give you ink for that as well. So it's a whole lot of ways for you to be able to earn free ink too. You don't actually have to buy it. You can play games or complete tasks to be able to do it as well. All right, so thank you again for, you know, sticking with me this whole time. I have your quote of the week, baby. I have your quote of the week, and it is peace. It does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. It means be in the midst of all those things and still be calm in your heart. Let me read that again just so y'all can let that sink in. Peace. It does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. It means to be in the midst of those things and still be calm in your heart. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. When I first read it, I was like, I'm gonna have to really ponder that. It helped me to rethink how I thought about peace. But then it also let me separate tranquility from peace. To be tranquil, I feel like means the same thing. But to be in a tranquil space, you know, means that, you know, you are in solitude. You are, you know, in a place where there isn't anything outside of you that can bother you. But to actually have that place of solitude and keep it and be aware of it and maintain it in your mind, that is peace. That's what that feels like it means to me. All right. So the beat of the week is by yours truly, Sugar Renee. It's called Perfect Stranger. Now you can listen to my other beats on Loudly. I make my music using the Music Maker Jam app. Now I've tried using Fruity Loops, but I just really like using this. I really like using it. I like being able to infuse my vocals into the beats. And of course it's all loop beats, so like I get to play around with what they have there, and I can also buy more plugins too. So again, thank you. Thank you for vibing with me, Sugar Renee, your host of 513 Heartbeat on Anchor.fm. Tonight's show was the second to last show featuring Solo Leveling, which is, you know, one of my favorites. But I hope to see you back next Saturday to finish out our 2021 year and be introduced to next webcomic. And just, you know, talk about the next series and talk about this Tome Raider King, because I really want to read this and, you know, get deep into it before I tell y'all about how I feel about it. So don't forget to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at 513 Heartbeat. Also on the Stereo app, if you are wanting to get into the conversation with me, I will be hosting the show tomorrow where I'm talking about, or pretty much introducing, my webcomic series. And remember to be kind and to donate what you can to your local free store, church, or food pantry, because people are struggling out here. The world has changed. It has really, really changed, and not for the best and not for the worst, you know. And so look out for your fellow human, look out for your fellow beings, and have a great night on me. Peace in and peace out.